USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the Pentagon has announced it's planning a rapid full withdrawal of U.S. ground forces from Syria. About 2,000 U.S. troops are there to combat ISIS. In a tweet this morning, President Trump saying the U.S. has helped defeat ISIS in Syria, calling it an only reason for being there, though Russia, Iran, and the Syrian regime have long desired to have the U.S. out of that war-torn country. New privacy allegations against the social network.
Facebook reportedly gave companies like Netflix, Spotify, and others access to users' data without the users even knowing it. That's according to the New York Times, which looked over internal documents that show a number of companies had access to things like private messages. Facebook not only turned over its users' data to companies like Microsoft, but also data from their friends.
That's our Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is introducing a bill today to head off a partial government shutdown at the week's end. It would extend funding for a quarter of the government's departments until February 8th, as most of the government has already been funded through the 2019 fiscal year. A short-term funding bill became possible when President Trump somewhat softened his demand for $5 billion to build a massive border wall. He tweeted this morning, quote, "One way or the other, we will win on the wall." Tornadoes in Washington State? Well, they're very rare, even more rare in the month of December. But the National Weather Service confirms that one touched down in Kitsap County just outside Seattle yesterday, damaging dozens of buildings, power lines brought down. This man says his home was destroyed, and he's now at a shelter.
I see people bringing in water and pizza and chicken and stuff like that, and blankets. You know, that is nice, you know, to see people, you know, caring.
USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Trump administration now reversing a policy requiring extensive background checks on adults living with sponsors of migrant children. The Department of Health and Human Services says yesterday that the policy of fingerprinting all adults who live with the sponsors was increasing the time that migrant children were spending in government custody and was not turning up any red flags in most cases anyway. The number of migrant kids in government shelters did rise again this week to a record 14,700. U.S. laws limit the time migrant children can be detained. Authorities are still trying to recover money that spilled out of the back of an armored truck on a New Jersey highway last week. About $300,000 went missing when it fell out of that Brinks armored truck on Route 3 in East Rutherford. Police say several people have voluntarily returned about $100,000 in cash so far. Two plastic bags containing close to $500,000 spilling out onto the highway, causing multiple wrecks as drivers went nuts, jumping out of their vehicles to try to snatch up the money. Keeping money in a case like that is considered theft. And Star Wars creator George Lucas is the wealthiest celebrity in America for 2018, topping the Forbes list this year with a net worth of $5.4 billion. Steven Spielberg is second. And for USA Radio News, I'm